your reaction to your first big two derby as Linfield manager?
I was just saying there that, you know, it's a fantastic win for the boys. You know, I was away for a couple of days on my pro licence over in Wales, and I was lucky enough to sit down, have a question and answers with, you know, Mr. Carlo Ancelotti, and go to the Super Cup game last night. But, you know, straight back on the plane today, straight into the Blood and Thunder derby. And, you know, the character we show tonight, it's fantastic. I said to the boys, you've got to believe how good we can be. And listen, every single one of them deserves a pat on the back. It's unfortunate for the injuries. You know, I don't know how Sean is. I hope he's good. Obviously, Andy, it looks like a hamstring. But, you know, I said, that's why you need a big squad. There's the people stepped in. Have been absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I can't applaud the boys any more tonight than what they've put themselves through. And, you know, I said to them, go and enjoy football. Go and enjoy playing. And they've done that tonight.
A great response to Saturday's disappointment, wasn't it?
It was, you know, as I said to them, I won't get low when we lose. I said I won't get high when we win. Stay in that level. But, you know, as much as tonight, you know, it still eats me a wee bit on Saturday the way you know, we perform. But listen, that's out of the way now. The boys have done fantastic tonight. They showed character, they showed guts, they showed desire. They come from 2-0 down and a big two. You know, it's fantastic. And, you know, as I said to them in that dressing room, you know, everyone wants to beat Linfield. We know that. There's pressure on this. But, you know, they've got to believe in themselves. There's a 90-minute game of football, and every single one of them work for each other.
Fairy tale stuff to win it in the last minute, isn't it?
Yeah, I was glad that I didn't score myself. But no, I said the Burnsy, look, you know, it was an assist by me. I'm getting the corner, but, you know, he's a goal threat. You know, he's a big boy. People underestimate the size of him. And, you know, it was fantastic. It's a great time to score, you know, coming down to 10 men especially. You know, I just delighted, because I said that's desire and that's guts, and, you know, every single one of them from back to front deserved it.
You look like you enjoyed playing out there tonight.
I loved it. You know, I said that I said earlier that you don't have to be the best in the world technically, but, you know, if you go down to the game, listen, I'll chase, I'll fight, and I'll unsettle people. That's my game. That's, you know, I've got 46 great caps for Northern Ireland. You know, by hard work, had a good career in England, but hard work. And, you know, I don't care what age it is, I'll keep going and going, especially for this football club. You know, it's a dream for me to play for this. I've always said that if I come back, hand in my heart, I'd love to play for Linfield. And, you know, to follow that tonight in the league game is fantastic.
Great for the punters here tonight to get that win, isn't it?
Listen, you look at the fans, you know what I mean? Even when we went down, they got behind us. That's Linfield fans for you. You know, as I said, I'm a fan myself. And, you know, that victory was for them tonight, because they followed us in, you know, hundreds, over 1,000 imported down Saturday and again tonight. And, you know, to score in the 94th, 95th minute and get the 3 points, you can see what it meant to them. It's you know, thank you for their support, and hopefully they'll follow us again. I know they'll follow us again.
And got to kick on now, cold rain on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we can't rest in the laurels. I said to them, you know, how good yous can be and what yous achieve. And the boys have got to believe that. And, you know, I'm just, you know, we've got to go down to cold rain on Saturday. We're a hard game. It's going to be, but, you know, we've got to keep it going, and we've got to, you know, get our heads right, recover the boys in training. And Eddie, well done, recover the boys in training tomorrow night, and you know, carry on, hopefully go down to Coleraine on Saturday.